Proclamation number 6669 of 14th of October, 1956. Struggle on Earth and in the afterlife for souls. The spiritual world unfolds an unusual activity, both on Earth and in the kingdom of the beyond. But forces of light as well as of darkness want to win over all people on Earth and also the souls in the beyond, and therefore do everything to succeed. On Earth, this unusual spiritual activity can be recognized by the addiction to pleasures of life on the one hand and the appearance of living proclaimers of Jesus Christ on the other. Thus an activity of evil forces which is countered by the world of light by visibly sending strength and help to people so that the willing do not perish in the whirlpool of the world. Likewise, increased activity of love can also be observed in the kingdom of the beyond, for the battle between light and darkness rages there too, and in view of the approaching end and thus the transformation of the possibilities of development and action of redemption also takes place on the greatest scale in the kingdom of the beyond. The souls are so obviously shown the way and offered help that only the completely hardened reject it, but the majority accept the help offered to them with gratitude. The working of love in the beyond and on earth is not unsuccessful, even though God's adversary has recently used all conceivable means to increase his flock of followers. Yet the world of light ensures everywhere that his art of deception and his thinking become evident, so that people on earth and the souls in the spiritual kingdom will also clearly recognize what they have to expect from him and are willing to let themselves be influenced by the side which sent sparks of light to them and thereby caused them a benefit. Precisely the increased devilish activity of God's adversary entitles the world of light to likewise increase its influence, which will now also be exploited in every way. For the world of light knows about the forthcoming end and also about the necessity of increased help, and its love impels it to this help, which therefore obviously expresses itself on earth as well as in the kingdom of the beyond. For this reason you humans need not be surprised when you hear of spiritual revivals, of living representatives of Christianity in their strength, of seers and prophets who all prove the influence of the world of light on those who seriously seek God. But you will now also understand why the working of the counter-spirit is so obvious and that its pernicious influence is also recognizable in the hostile attitude of the majority of people towards those who profess God and His kingdom. And this will become even more obvious the closer the end is. But no person needs to fear the work of the dark world who only adheres to Jesus Christ, who recognizes his God and Father of eternity in him and who is therefore immune to all his adversaries' arts of seduction. For the spiritual world will just as obviously stand by him and also make itself known in a very clear way. This is why all of you humans can still experience strange things in the last days, both positive and negative, for God's adversary uses the short time left to him in a truly diabolical way, but his opposing forces, the beings of the world of light, do not tire in their fight against him either. They, too, are allowed unusual activity where it is necessary to protect people or souls in the beyond against the adversary, and much strength has to be distributed for resistance and for the living confession of Jesus' name, because this confession will be demanded. Then it will also prove how helpful the good forces are to all who strive towards God, who strive to live in His will and who commend themselves to Him and His grace. And they will not fall prey to the adversary's arts of seduction, for they stand under the protection of God in the world of light. Amen.